Heavenly Creatures by Jill Webb.
Oh, stop smiling at me.
Go on then, I give up. Why are you twiddling a white feather between your fingers, Eth?
I found it. It's a sign.
A sign of what? Where did you find it, any road? Not here in laundry room, I hope. Because if that Pat's been stuffing her duvet in machine again, I shall complain to Roger. Last time she did that, she broke machine, and we've only got two. Terrible clunking noise it made. Then we had an out-of-order sign plastered on it for weeks.
No, it were inside on me window ledge this morning, and me mother always said it's a sign from an angel. Shows a loved one is there for you. And she must know I've been worrying about passing over recently.
Oh, you daft thing. There's years in us yet, and you're not going without me, so don't get all maudlin. I want a letter from Queen when I'm 100, me. So that's a good few years yet.
Well, the Queen's 94 now, so I wouldn't hold your breath.
I don't intend to, otherwise I'll be gone before you.
But seriously, do you believe in angels, Edie?
I really couldn't say. I mean, why would you need wings if you've no body left?
Perhaps they're just heavenly creatures, not lived down here.
Well, I think we just go back to nothing. Just back to dust.
Do you, Edie? That's sad. I'd love to think me mother were up there waiting for me.
I wouldn't. I'd just be in trouble for being late or such like, because I wanted to be 100. Any road, I don't think I'd get past Pearly Gates.
So you do think there's a heaven? Pearly Gates, you said.
Just a figure of speech, Jeff. Are your undercrackers finished yet? I'm dying for a coffee. Spitting feathers, me. Don't put them in tumble dry, will you? I did that once and they came out two sizes too small and stuck together with static.
Well, you must have put them in too long. I only do 10 minutes, then put them on radiator to air.
So, good. That's changed subject. Shall I come back to yours, because I've run out of coffee?
Ah, yes, okay, Edie. I'll dry me s'mores off on radiator then. Do you want a bit of me angel cake with your coffee, Edie?
Oh, so they bake cakes then, do they? Yes, okay, ta.
Oh, very funny, Edie. Can you open lounge window a bit while I'm in kitchen? Only the windows steam up with damp washing on radiators.
Yes, okay. There you are. Just a minute. Have you been feeding the seagulls again?
Just a few cake crumbs I put on ledge. Why?
Well, I think you'll find your so-called angel is molting. And it's got webbed feet, my gullible little friend. Gullible. Get it, Earth?